two games, three catches, 2 weeks, two touchdowns. Kind of crazy how everything's evolved for you in the last couple of weeks and 3 years since your last one. Couldn't believe it's been that long when I look back at it.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a long time, but, I mean, last year I was hurt after the fifth game of the season, so, you know. I look like that on paper, but it really hasn't been too long.
And you had that quad injury, and so that showed me your patience in terms of getting back from something like that. I guess that proves, you know, why you've been in the league as long as you have. This is your eighth year, man. It's hard to believe you've been on the roster that long and in the league that long.
Yeah, I mean, it's gone by fast, and I've had a great time, you know. You know, the guys in the our trainers and stuff did an awesome job, and, you know, I worked really hard all off season, and I still continue to you know, work on getting my quad and my knee back, and, you know, I'm feeling really good, and I'm just having a good time, having a fun time, you know, playing this year. You know, it would be nice to get some more wins, and that obviously make it better, but, you know, this is my last year on my contract here, and I'm just enjoying every last minute of it.
You've caught touchdowns from different quarterbacks for the Titans over the years. You've caught two in 2 weeks from Marcus. Anything different about the delivery of his ball, or what stands out to you when you're in the end zone getting one from him?
No, I mean, Marcus has done a great job for us this year, and he throws a really catchable ball. He's got, you know, great timing, and you know, he's doing a really good job for us, and he's making it easy on us. So. Yeah, we still got a few more games left, and hopefully I can get another one, or, you know, just get a few more catches. And but just, you know, most importantly, just get a win, you know.
You mentioned you're in your contract year. You want to continue, obviously, playing football, I guess?
Of course. You know, obviously that's something we'll talk about when I'm done after, you know, the next four games. But right now, main focus is just, you know, getting the win.
I read in your bio where it said that you do woodworking. So you make furniture, is that right?
Yeah, furniture, just different sorts of things, you know. I'm just an amateur woodworker, but I have a good time doing it. You know, I took wood shop and stuff growing up, and, you know, my dad was real handy. I did construction and stuff. But, no, since I've been here in Tennessee, I've just kind of, you know, got more tools and woodworking things, and it's just another passion of mine. It's just a hobby, you know, and now I really have a good time doing it. And I've made some furniture and just, you know, all sorts of things.
Most interesting piece of furniture or a woodworking piece that you've done?
You know, my wife will pick something out that she likes, whether it's like a chest or a coffee table or a bookcase or something like that in a magazine, and then I'll just go and get the dimensions and try to make it. You know, I made my son's changing table and a bookcase. I made, you know, quite a few things, but every you know, piece of furniture is kind of, you develop new skills and you get new tools and you get to do, you know, just, I mean, it's like football. It's practice, and you get better, you know. So I really enjoy it, and it's something I'll continue to do when I'm done playing football.
Your opponent today, the Jets, I looked back and forgot that the first time that you lost a game as a Titan was your rookie season against them. You guys were 10-0. Brett Favre came to town. Do you remember anything that stood out about that game?
I remember being a rookie and seeing Brett Favre and be like, wow, you know. You know, that was always cool, but I mean, that was a long time ago, and we have a whole new team. I don't know. There might only be two of us on the roster now that was on the team then. But, no, I mean, they're a really good team, and they got a solid defense, and it's going to be a challenge for us. But, you know, we've been working hard all week, and, you know, we're coming off a win. So hopefully we can just keep a little bit of momentum and beat these guys.
And that home win snapped so many dry spell long streaks for you guys last week against Jacksonville. That confidence carrying over today, it's got to be huge as you guys get ready to go out and play the Jets.
Yeah, you know, it's like we've been in that situation in so many games this year, and we lost, you know, in the fourth quarter. So it's nice to actually come together and win as a team in the fourth quarter. And it is confidence. I mean, for us, for everyone, you know, our fans, you know, just a win at home is it's important. So, I mean, we just need to keep the momentum, like you said, and just get into, travel to New York and get these Jets.
Thank you so much, Greg.